with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 5th, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 6th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Saturday and Sunday, December 5th, December 6th at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
All right, it's WGSO, 990 AM and WGSO.com. You're listening to He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrera.
And I'm Mimi Owens.
You can check us out every Monday, 5 to 6, and we always welcome your phone calls at 504-556-9696. We'll be asking for them throughout the program today. Also, welcome to those who are joining us on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps. We're also streaming live on Facebook at our He Said, She Said page, where we have thousands of people that follow us.
Just thousands.
And make a comment on there, and sometimes we'll read a question or a comment from our Facebook Live stream there.
I almost can't believe how popular we really are. Thousands of followers.
It is. It's true.
Thousands.
That's true.
Yeah.
So today, Mimi, we've got some very special guests there with the Street Renaming Commission and their committee members. One I know well, Rich Westmoreland, who's been
as
a guest
do I.
on the Ringside program, and you've met with them many times. And then also the chair of the committee, Carl Connor.
Yes.
And we're very pleased to have both of them on. And the good thing is that they reached out to us.
They said, actually, that they really felt like they were void of any opinion that is against renaming streets or removing monuments. And so they reached out to us, and I'll give them credit for that because everybody knows my history, and they know how I feel about it. They could have reached out to anyone.
Right.
I mean, if they had gone to Scoot, he'd probably have been more amenable.
So, I mean, they could go to the echo chamber.
They could have gone anywhere.
Could go to a place where they're going to hear differing points of view. So I definitely give them credit for allowing a discussion about this. And, you know, it's a very important topic. A lot of people, this is something you've been working on for years, and I've been talking about it on my show for a long time, but a lot of people feel passionately about this.
Yes, and I feel so passionately about it. And for those of you listening that don't realize that I'm Lebanese, Lebanese are known for being passionate and loud. And so I'm really going to try to corral my Lebanese today because I am so passionate about this subject. And I just want to start in. I think everyone is, when you talk about renaming streets and taking down monuments, we all think about a particular war we fought. I'm not mentioning any names because I don't even want to go there today, okay? Mm-hmm. There was a war fought in the 1800s between the states. You know what it is. And we all think about the particular flag that the South waved. I'm not going there today because I have taken a lot of time over the last 2.5 to 3 years to understand why is this happening. Why is it happening? Because I know the reason I've been given about white supremacists is not accurate because I know I'm not. And I know all my friends are not. So I'm thinking and thinking, how could this be happening? What's going on? And I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this. Two books, the bead, the whole thing. Okay, my reputation, numerous articles in the paper, numerous times on television. Mm. What's going on? And I finally figured it out with the help of some social media videos. It's really about critical race theory. It's about reimagining our city, states, and America at large. So for those who don't realize this, critical race theory, it's a framework in which social sciences that examine society and culture as they relate to categorizations of race, law, and power. So just think for a second. What's going on right now in our world? Race, right? We're trying to redo our legal system, and they want a bit more power or say in their communities. I get all that, okay? There's two themes. That there's white supremacy exists under critical race theory, and to transform the relationship between law and racial power, okay? I don't mind transforming relationships to make it more amenable for people of color to have more say in their communities, but I'll be damned if I'm going to go along with this white supremacy exists, okay? It's not happening. Critical race theory recognizes that racism is ingrained in the fabric and system of our American society. The individual racist need not exist to note that institutional racism is pervasive. So we don't have to be racist in this country in order for critical race theory to exist. But it's easier if we are, right? So what's the low-hanging fruit? Monuments to men who fought in the war between the states, which I'm still not going to mention because I'm not going there. I'm not relitigating a war. That's not what's happening here. So these power structures are based on white privilege and supremacy perpetuated the marginalization of people of color. Okay, and how are we doing this critical race theory, which was introduced into our law schools in the 80s? Okay, this is how they were going to go about getting justice. They start with our lawyers. Maybe they can get it that way. Maybe we can get attorney generals, district attorneys who are sympathetic. You know, this is, and let me tell you something. This has been implemented, and it's taken them 20, 30 years. And I admire how they have kept to their guns. I mean, because I don't think conservatives could have managed to do something like this for 30 years. We all have our individual opinions. We never stay together. It drives me crazy. So how do we impose this critical race theory? What do we do? They dox you if you don't agree. They go after your livelihood. They harass you, right? And this, I have a source if you want it. It's from insidehighered.com, okay? They have used the removal of monuments, street names, you name it, in order to advance this critical race theory, okay? They want to reckon with the racist past. Well, I have questions. What does that look like? Should I be removed? Because you can Google me, and I am considered to them to be a WS. I'm not going to say it because they love to say that, okay? We all know. What else does that look like? Segregation? Mm-hmm. No policing? What is this? Because we all know from the last 2.5 to 3 years, this has nothing to do with that war between the states, because they're now removing any symbols to white supremacy that are based on the founding of this country, which we know they are saying was founded on racist principles. So it doesn't matter if you're W.E.B. Du Bois or you're Lincoln, who freed the slaves, who's got a beautiful monument on the Capitol Mall in D.C., it's a depiction of freeing a slave. They tried to go for that. What else have they gone for?
Well, I mean, they've gone for statues all over the country, and they've gone for statues of people that had nothing to do with the Civil War, nothing to do with any kind of
don't
racist.
Say it. I told you not to say it.
Well, I can say it. You're not going to say
I'm
it.
I'm not
so
giving
it
any
it.
Light because that's too easy.
But
what I'm saying is,
and you know, I admire your passion about this, and I think you made some great points. This is now expanded into really a war on American history. And from the founders, Christopher Columbus, all the way to our present day presidents. And they want to go after any symbols that are going to offend anybody. And I guess my point is this. I mean, a lot of people are offended by a lot of different things. And, you know, if you're going to placate one group, I mean, you're going to offend another group. And I think history should be...
But isn't that the point?
I think history should be a remembrance of what really happened. And we can't go around, in my opinion, erasing history. I don't think that's productive. I don't think that's going to make us, say, a better community. And I think it's all going to do is just be more divisive. And I think that is really what Mitch Landrieu accomplished.
But that might be the point.
That's what he accomplished when he took down those monuments. He divided the city. And one thing he didn't do, he didn't improve the plight of any African-American one bit.
And we're going to get into
that. No one got a job. No one got better pay. No one got a better city. No one got better streets. No one got less drugs, less crime because monuments were taken down. Had nothing to do with any of that. It was all about propelling him for higher office.
And we're going to talk about whether it's wise to be doing these feel-good gestures instead of addressing things like Gordon Plaza, where African-American people of color in this city are living on top of poison, you know, community. So anyway, we'll be back with Rich Westmoreland and Carl Connor. They're a part of the Street Renaming Commission, so we'll be right back.
Dolores Lalonde of Ladder & Blum would like to remind everyone listening, this Thanksgiving, highways will be busy with motorists traveling to and from family and friends. So make sure you and your family have a safe and sober way home. And please never drink and drive. This safe drive reminder is brought to you by Dolores Lalonde of Ladder & Blum in Mandeville. For all your real estate needs, visit online at ladderblum.com or call Dolores direct at 504-239-4640 and like her on Facebook. That's Dolores Lalonde of Ladder & Blum wishing you and your family a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. And our friends at Sir Propainters of New Orleans reminds everyone, if you or someone you know has had too much to drink, have a sober friend drive or call a cab. Remember, it's not only your own life you may be saving, but also lives of others. So please, never drink and drive. Brought to you by Sir Propainters of New Orleans. They provide a wide range of custom interior and exterior painting services. For more information, visit online at certapro.com. They're on the air because they care. That's Sir Propainters of New Orleans, urging you to always drive safely. Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors reminds everyone listening that the women in our community should have regular screening mammograms for their best defense against breast cancer. Remember, there's more peace of mind than knowing than not knowing. Brought to you by Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors in Metairie. For all your real estate needs, call Nancy at 504-402-9567 or visit online at GardnerRealtors.com. She's on the air because she cares. That's Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors reminding you there's no time like the present. Make your appointment today. And our friends at Sir Propainters of New Orleans reminds everyone, during this holiday season, make sure you and your family have a safe and sober way home. And please, never drink and drive. Brought to you by Sir Propainters of New Orleans. They provide a wide range of custom interior and exterior painting services. For information, visit online at certapropainters.com and like them on Facebook. That's certapro.com for Certapro Painters of New Orleans, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
All right, we are back. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. And we'd love to hear from you. We're going to be taking some calls throughout the program. So easy way to join us, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 504-556-9696. So right here on the airwaves, I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Owens.
And Mimi, we've got some special guests that are joining us right now. They're on the Street Renaming Commission here in New Orleans.
Renaming.
Street Renaming Commission right here in New Orleans. Committee member Rich Westmoreland. And the chair of the committee, Carl Connor, and we want to welcome both of them here to the program. Gentlemen, how are you? Good evening.
Great.
Good evening. Thank you all for having us today.
Well, thank you for reaching out. And I have to say it was a pleasant surprise because I in all the work I've done that has to do with reimagining our great city, I haven't really felt like anything I've had to say has been taken seriously at all. So this is a nice switch.
And yeah, we really appreciate you coming on with us. And I thought maybe we could get started by telling our listeners a little bit about what this committee is all about. How often have you met? What are some of the goals? And a little bit about where things go from here.
So I'm letting you take that out. Sorry if you don't mind.
Yeah, how about Rich? You want, or Carl, you want to go first?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we're tomorrow will be our eighth meeting of the commission.
Okay.
And we were started well, the city council ordinance that created the commission happened back in June, on June 18th of this year. And council members Kristen Palmer and Jay Banks were the prime movers of this ordinance. And they created this advisory committee to consider renaming certain streets, parks, and public places in New Orleans that honor Confederates and white supremacists.
What would be that? I have to stop you because that word is such a buzzword for me. What is the definition of a white supremacist?
So as all the historians who have been working on this with us have said, you know, that particular phrase is one that can be problematic in that so many people have so many different definitions of the word, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't rightfully say that any of the definitions are completely wrong because they all contain some common elements, which basically mean that, I think you can come to a consensus, though, that at its base it means that there are a group of people who were pushing ideals either lawfully or unlawfully in some cases, that the white race was superior to all others and all avenues of government, economy, and everything else were meant to be dominated by them, primarily white males as well, right? So, you know, that's part of the definition I think that most people can agree on.
I know. I think it's so confusing, if you don't mind if I jump in here. It's confusing because our English language seems to have been sanitized. And what things used to mean don't mean that anymore. And nobody knows or can trust the process because of that. You know, the work I've done, I've been accused of being a WS. I don't say the word anymore because it really infuriates me, okay? And it has put my family in harm's way. It's been all this. So are we just trying to get rid of WS street signs and monuments? Or are we trying to, like, get rid of WS people in the city of New Orleans, too? Because I do not feel welcome. I do not feel like I'm wanted here. I do not feel like I belong. This is not a city for all. And I'm moving.
All right, so let's give him a chance to respond. Carl?
Yeah, so to be clear, while this process actually will have some equitable outcomes to it that deal with the racist and or Confederate names of certain streets and public places primarily, and then have some implications because obviously some of those folks were also white supremacists and the definition that is most commonly used. It is at heart patriotic in what it's trying to do, in that, you know, these gentlemen were basically traitors to the United States of America in the Civil War.
I guess that just depends on your perspective.
But are they all Civil War personalities and leaders, Carl? Is it strictly Civil War era that you're looking at?
It's primarily Confederates and Confederate sympathizers and supporters. Mm-hmm. And there are others included who...
Uh-oh.
Carl, are you there? Rich,
are you there?
Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
maybe you can jump in. We'll try to get Carl back. Carl, are you back with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
We lost you there for a second. You were continue on if you could.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not sure what the last part you heard when you lost me. I'm sorry.
You said it was primarily those who were involved in the Civil War, sympathized with the Confederate cause, whatever.
Or sympathizers to these white supremacists.
Yeah. So.
To the cause, as well as those who participated in the Louisiana Constitutional Convention that tried to eradicate the rights of all non-whites.
So how big is this list that you've put together, Carl? Is it a list that is still growing? Is it a list that you're still adding to or subtracting to? Is it finalized?
So the list itself is not finalized you know, because the amount of research that has been put into this is still ongoing, but it's been great as of today. So far, we have a total of 39 streets or parks that are included. It's 35 streets and 4 parks, actually. And they fit squarely in the definition of the ordinance. and those are the ones that have been identified for us to make some recommendation to the city council as to what action should or should not
occur. Should be taken. Okay, Rich, I want to get you to jump in here, and I want you to respond to this. You know, one of the biggest supporters of reimagining our living spaces, removing monuments in the city of New Orleans, changing street names, is Malcolm Suber of Take 'Em Down NOLA. So I go to the page today, and it says, quote, as monuments to genocide and false ideology of white supremacy are falling across the country and world, and police are being defunded, how does New Orleans measure up in flipping the budget, proactively investing in children and families, and ensuing living wages? So I'm asking you, what does white supremacy have to do in defunding police, city budgets, investing in children, families, and living wages in a predominantly black city? You know, we have people, black people of color in this city, living in Gordon Plaza. They're living on poison. And we're in COVID, and all the businesses are closing. Yet we're going to throw money at something that's only a feel-good thing. It's not going to help anyone.
Rich,
it's interesting that you ask me that question, because I think Carl could tell you that's one of the things the points that I made during one of our meetings is, you know, we don't have anything to do with any defunding of police. And I was outspoken at one of our meetings, like I'm mentioning that, you know, that because Malcolm Suber and some others from Take 'Em Down NOLA mention this all the time. And I respect Malcolm Suber. He's done a lot of good things. But I'm not. Totally
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not aligned with anybody else, and I don't agree with every commissioner, and every commissioner doesn't agree with me. But we mostly agree. We mostly are aligned in the fact that, you know, the things that were once acceptable in this country and in our city are not acceptable anymore. And it's just it's a matter of decency. It's not, you know, none of us are proposing defund the police, although it's come up in our meetings from the Take 'Em Down NOLA folks. And like I said, I made a statement completely abdicating any alignment with any thoughts like that whatsoever. Now, I'm all for retraining the police. I'm all for, the police getting a little bit smarter about their business, but I'm not for any defunding of the police.
Right, right.
And I've not heard any commissioner say anything about that.
Okay.
Either.
But you have to realize, as someone who is supporting this commission, renaming, taking monuments down, are y'all familiar with critical race theory? You understand? Critical race theory assigns.
I want you to.
I'm telling you, you guys are part of a bigger plan, and I don't want y'all to be useful idiots in something that this country doesn't need. No, I'm serious. If you understand critical race theory, you'll understand that they are pushing a race racism.
Let's get them to answer that.
We're all white supremacists.
Is this in any way involved in critical race theory, Carl?
So let's be clear that these, as I said before, you know, while there'll be some welcomed equitable outcomes to this process, it is not the core of the process. The core of the process is patriotic. So that's one thing. Two, the mission of this commission is very it's very well spelled out in the ordinance that created it. And we are to serve for a full calendar year with the responsibility of making the following recommendations, which are a list of streets, parks, and places that should be renamed, accompanied by a detailed explanation.
Okay.
A proposed list of replacement names for each recommended street, park, or place, accompanied by a detailed explanation.
All right, let me jump in and ask you.
Educating the residents. This last part is important.
Okay. Okay.
It's a process to facilitate both educating residents and receiving public feedback on the proposed changes.
All right.
So to be clear, our recommendations are not about defunding police.
Okay.
They're not about primarily critical race theory.
Okay.
We are certainly not being useful idiots. We are doing the job that we were asked to do.
Okay. So what about,
look at the landscape,
what about, let me ask this question. What about, Carl, the economic impact for the people that live on these streets that are then going to have to go through the hassle of having the street name changed, changing all of their signage, changing all of their publicity, changing all of the various promotional items they have, changing where they've been doing business for, let's say, maybe decades. Isn't there going to be a cost involved in that? Are some of these people going to be compensated for that?
So there is a practical aspect to the changing of the streets, which both this commission and the city council will look into before any final decisions are made by the councilperson. We have had outreach to stakeholders in the different districts and very good participation, primarily from District A, where most of the streets are. And, you know, the impacts are, we're welcoming all comments about the proposed.
I would just say if I lived on one of those streets, it would be a hassle. It would be a real problem. It would be a pain. It would be something that would be costly.
It's not just that. I'm outraged over it. I mean,
well,
I'm
just talking about the other aspect of it.
I get it. I don't know how long Carl's lived in the city of New Orleans. And I know Rich came here. I know a lot of the people who are for it are not born and raised here. And I think that that's not being considered.
All right. Let's come back. Hey, guys, hang on. We'll come back with more and continue this conversation. Also, weave in some calls, 504-556-9696, to join us right here on WGSO.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michigan election officials certified Joe Biden's victory in the state. Republicans had asked for an audit of ballots in Detroit and surrounding Wayne County, where there were numerous irregularities. The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslef Slawi speaking there on CNN. Stocks rallying on vaccine news, the Dow gaining 327 points to close at 29,591. The S&P and NASDAQ also with small gains. USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
For conservative news and conversation about local and national topics.
We are here to fight for our freedoms and to remind you that America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
So listen to us every Thursday at 5 p.m. for Liberty or Lockdown on WGSO 990 AM.
Y'all tune in to Clay and Huck.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help. Call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP. H-E-L-P, or visit madd.org for more information.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. You can check us out Mondays, 5 to 6. Jeff Carrere here.
Hey, it's Mimi Owens. And I just wanted to say, I was thinking over the break to our esteemed guests, Carl and Rich. When I use the word, the phrase useful idiot, that is a political term. That is not me calling you guys idiots. And I hope you realize that. Okay. What I was trying to point out is there is a larger thing going on here. And while you mean well, and want whatever it is, equality, patriotism, whatever it is that you reasons you think you're doing this, there's a bigger thing happening here. And we really need to take a critical look in an eye at do we want to be part of that?
I would like to ask Rich this. Rich.
Can I say one thing before you
sure.
do?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I would just like to say that that statement that you just made, it's very picayune in that it assumes that we are not worldly and have no contacts beyond New Orleans. We are very clear about the issues that happen around the world and everywhere else. I'm born and raised in New Orleans, a native.
Okay.
Left to go to graduate school and chose to come back for the very reason that
okay,
I was able
good.
To go out and expand my network so that I would be not picayune in the things yeah. that I chose to.
Well, we
to
want people to come back. I mean, that's a good thing. We want people to come back. And
well, of course, but for people like myself, because of what is happening with your commission and other things like it, I am moving. I will not stay here.
And I think,
do you know what it's like?
I think that's because you have a view of what we're doing that is based in falsity. That's the main reason. And I'm saying this not having you explain completely your rationale, right? But based on the general nature of what you have said so far, if you're moving, it's because you're saying that you think that you're no longer welcome because your opinions don't matter.
No, and no, no. I'm no longer welcome because I'm a WS. Because I don't go along with renaming streets and taking monuments and reimagining New Orleans. I don't want New Orleans reimagined. I want it the way it was.
Go ahead, Rich. You want to jump in?
This is why we reached out to you guys. You know, this
yeah.
is exactly why. Because
okay.
we want everybody to have a voice. We realize that not everybody agrees with what we're doing. We
right.
totally realize that. I mean, if we go back a little bit of time, it wasn't that long ago, I was on your show talking about why we need to get rid of Confederate monuments.
Right.
You and I have talked about
yes.
this for hours.
4-hour coffee. Yeah. We had a 4-hour coffee.
Yeah. And well, Rich, I mean, and, I go ahead. I mean, go ahead.
Well, the reason is, you know, that we realize that everybody doesn't have to think like us, but we want to explain our position to our fellow citizens who don't agree with us.
Right.
It's easy to have this
all
discussion
right.
with
and
people.
I as well.
All right.
Agree with us.
Let me make a point here, if you could.
Jump in, Jeff. Jump.
Please. Rich, you and I debated on this topic for years, okay? You were on the show many times. We had a lot of good discussions. Hopefully they were respectful. Those monuments came down. So you won. The monuments came down. My question to you is this. Has that improved the plight of any African-American in New Orleans? Has that improved any African-American business? Has that improved the streets? Has that improved the drug problem, the poverty problem, the crime problem? Is New Orleans a better city because of that? I would contend it's a worse city. We've lost attractions. We've had sites that were in the top 10 as far as attractions in New Orleans gone. I was just by Lee Circle, just biking past Lee Circle the other day. There's nothing there. It's just a pedestal. They lied. They said they were going to revamp those sites and turn them into tourist attractions. Nothing was done. Those monuments didn't go into a historical place or museum. They're still in storage. We were fed a bunch of lies to help Mitch Landrieu promote his political career. And now we're talking about renaming all these city streets, and I don't think that is going to improve the plight of black or white or Hispanic or Asian or anybody in New Orleans. I think it's just a feel-good measure. We should be focusing on the economy, improving our city, making it livable, helping people that are in environmental danger, helping people that have worries about crime. And that is and it's surging this year, gentlemen.
Like, where's
that
the money going to come from?
The focus of this. And let me give Rich a chance to respond.
Well, Rich, if you don't mind, I'm the only African-American on this call.
Yes.
Can I answer that question?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Because the bottom line is that the changes that were made, removing the monuments, have improved drastically the lives of certain African Americans in this city and certain non-African Americans in this
How?
City.
How?
What you understand is that for decades now, these monuments and street names and other memories of a lost cause of the Confederacy have had natural
Please, see, that's so divisive to me. Why
impact.
Do we always have to use these buzzwords like lost cause and white supremacy and
because
all this stuff? No. The lost cause was the war.
Nope, the lost cause was the attempt to make the war.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that. But you really,
slavery.
Carl, you really think people have improved because of the monuments coming down? You think their lives are better?
I do.
In what tangible way, though, Carl?
Because answering.
Okay.
They're better in that. For those of us, I'm 55 years old.
Okay.
I have walked the streets of this city in my entire life, and you know, see the names, the faces of all these people who I know to be traitors to the United States. So that's the first part. The second part of it is the fact that they all were involved in some way in supporting a way of life that was harmful to my ancestors and therefore over decades harmful to me as well.
See, this is
my ability to overcome the hurdles that were set in front of me because of Jim Crow, slavery and other oppressions that were made on African Americans.
What
before.
Is a tangible thing that don't you have experienced? I got to reclaim my time, okay? What is a tangible thing? I just pointed to it.
It is the psyche of the people who live in this
psyche.
City.
Psyche.
Okay.
Historically been oppressed and have had reminders of that oppression.
Okay.
Face them every
day. But Carl, it has not.
It is also the ability to not reinforce that same sentiment in people who are non-minorities.
Yeah.
So that they don't continue the same attitudes
okay.
about the
But Carl, it has not translated into economic advantages. It has not translated into any kind of social improvement as far as when you look at poverty, you look at drugs. It hasn't translated into any kind of improvements in crime because look at the crime rate this year. It is through the roof. So
maybe, it's crumbs.
Maybe the psyche is better, but the real tangible results that make this a more livable city, where people want to come here, where people can thrive here, that has not happened. New Orleans is still losing population. The crime rate is still through the roof, and these problems have not been addressed from the Sewage and Water Board to the NOPD.
Jeff, so
you're looking for some short-term metric that justifies pulling down the monuments and renaming streets. It doesn't exist. It doesn't work that way. These things have been there for more than a century in many cases, and that, you know, whatever impact they have, you know, the removal, nobody ever said that it's going to make our lives better overnight, but it's going to make our lives better in the long run. It's just like pulling down the white only signs that once adorned this city, and
exactly.
They did adorn this city. It's the smaller, more subtle things. And by the way, look around. This is happening all over the country. This is just it's an act of decency. It's something that's long overdue. And, you know, we're just saying, you know, the things that were once acceptable here are no longer acceptable.
It's critical race theory. That's what it is.
Mimi, you can call it whatever you want, Mimi. But it's.
I know, because I also know how to finesse and sanitize language. Okay? It's not just people taking monuments down that change how what words mean in order to make it so that your point, you know, is heard. It's critical race theory. It is. And let me ask you this. If we're going to get rid of WSs and I'm considered a WS, does that mean I should not live here?
If you're considered WS, you're making that label to yourself, right?
No, it is not. It is in the press.
No one is asking.
No, it's all over. It's all over media.
Go ahead, Carl.
No one's asking anyone to leave. What people are asking is for people to stop, pay attention to what is being said to them by those who have been aggrieved, right? And think about it from their perspective. Before saying, I just want things to be the way they were.
All right,
and I can respect that.
Carl, I respect that.
This call because you wouldn't care about my opinion.
I respect, of course, that's why we had you on here. And I totally respect what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. and I respect what you're saying. I really do see you and I hear you. I think that's important for you to know. Okay. But it seems to me, and to the majority of people who are against this movement, that there is this movement that it's just, we don't know. Is it only white people that are being replaced? Are they going to be replaced with only black citizens of New Orleans? How does this look? Why okay. do we have to move from monuments to street names? These are some questions and things we can right. still, if y'all want
to
hang around.
And guys, we'd love to have you because we've got another segment. We'd love to continue the conversation. And we do promise to our callers that have been on hold, we're going to weave in the calls at 504-556-9669.
They really want to ask y'all some questions.
And they've been very patient, and we appreciate that. We'll get to them next. Let's get our time out now. We'll come back with more. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Jeff Cruer here with Mimi Owens. And our very special guests joining us are Rich Westmoreland, Carl Connor. They're with the Street Renaming Commission. And we're talking about where things go from here in the city of New Orleans. We'll be back.
Dolores Lalonde of Ladder and Blum would like to remind everyone listening, this Thanksgiving, highways will be busy with motorists traveling to and from family and friends. So make sure you and your family have a safe and sober way home. And please never drink and drive. This safe drive reminder is brought to you by Dolores Lalonde of Ladder and Blum in Mandeville. For all your real estate needs, visit online at ladderblum.com or call Dolores direct at 504-239-4640 and like her on Facebook. That's Dolores Lalonde of Ladder and Blum wishing you and your family a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. And our friends at Sir Propainters of New Orleans reminds everyone, if you or someone you know has had too much to drink, have a sober friend drive or call a cab. Remember, it's not only your own life you may be saving, but also lives of others. So please, never drink and drive. Brought to you by Sir Propainters of New Orleans. They provide a wide range of custom interior and exterior painting services. For more information, visit online at certapro.com. They're on the air because they care. That's Sir Propainters of New Orleans, urging you to always drive safely. Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors reminds everyone listening that the women in our community should have regular screening mammograms for their best defense against breast cancer. Remember, there's more peace of mind than knowing than not knowing. Brought to you by Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors in Metairie. For all your real estate needs, call Nancy at 504-402-9567 or visit online at GardnerRealtors.com. She's on the air because she cares. That's Nancy Harmon with Gardner Realtors reminding you there's no time like the present. Make your appointment today. And our friends at Sir Propainters of New Orleans reminds everyone, during this holiday season, make sure you and your family have a safe and sober way home. And please, never drink and drive. Brought to you by Sir Propainters of New Orleans. They provide a wide range of custom interior and exterior painting services. For information, visit online at certapropainters.com and like them on Facebook. That's CertaPro.com for CertaPro Painters of New Orleans, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
All right, guys, Jeff Cruer here with our special guests, Carl Connor and Rich Westmoreland. Mimi Owens with us. It's He Said, She Said on WGSL. Let's get the calls in, and we go to our friend Matthew in Metairie. Hey, Matthew, welcome aboard. How are you?
Well, I didn't actually call in about this, but let me throw my two cents in, which is exactly what this great advice I'm going to offer is worth. Why not just put it up for a plebiscite?
A vote of the people.
Yes.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's a very interesting question. Yeah, thank you, Matthew. Is that on the table for discussion?
Yeah, let me answer that. So, Matthew, how do you think the vote would have been in 1860 if we voted whether or not we're going to end slavery? Or how do you think the vote would have went in 1950 if we were going to vote on ending segregation? Everything we do, everything government does is not a vote. So,
But the difference is, Rich, the difference is we have a majority African-American city, roughly 65% African-American. So if the African-American electorate would say no, wouldn't that be of value?
Well, why this one? Why do we have to vote on this issue?
I wanted to vote on the monuments. I wanted to vote on everything.
Because
I think everything should be before
our economy is based on our history, our culture, our food, everything like that. And this is just destroying it. And now with COVID, we don't have our food. We don't have our tourism. We don't have any of those things. And I'm telling you, fellas, if you think people didn't come here for the history, they do. They come here a lot.
It's one of the attractions.
Why do you think they walk up and down the Garden District streets?
Matthew, do you have a quick follow-up? And then we got to roll, Matthew. Anything else?
Well, I would say the question about a boat in the 1860s and the 1850s is not exactly a perfect comparison.
Right, okay.
Because, the right to vote for all U.S. citizens, well, even the definition of citizen hadn't been clearly defined at that point.
All right, my friend.
All right, Matthew, we got to reclaim some time.
Thank you. Let's go to Zach, who's with us. Zach, welcome aboard. You're on with Carl and Rich and Jeff and Mimi.
Hey, how are y'all doing? Great. Awesome. All right. Jesus is king. That's the only way. Gotta promote my Lord because he's the true God and no other God that we're all going to go in front of. But, I'm going to rename this commission the Feeling Commission. Because that's what it's all about, it seems to me. Because, number one, you hit on all the cylinders, Jeff. What has it changed? I've seen that. Look, I'm a man that deals with the public. I'm a man that travels throughout the whole city. I'm a man that lived here all my life, okay? And I come in contact with locals and tourists. The tourists came here because of the history, like Mimi said, and the statues, okay? And when they ask me what happened, I have to go through all this craziness. We're living in present times. That's why the vote should come. I got to tell them what happened, that an ignorant mayor removed them just to make people feel good. You know, there's no productivity about it. So you can say psyche all you want. I've talked to many people like you. You use feelings of psychological thinking. But you know what? I'll say one more thing.
Real quick.
A question for you. I have a question for you. When Malcolm said that we run this city, that's racist. That's what you're promoting, and you're racist.
Be all respectful.
Right. All right.
I don't allow that. I'm going to tell you all this.
Yeah.
I don't allow anyone to call me that. And I won't allow anyone to call anyone that.
I certainly don't think either of you all are racist.
I'm done with that.
The comments about Malcolm Suber could certainly be addressed. But go ahead, Carl or Rich, any of y'all want to address Zach's points?
Yeah, I'd just like to say this, that this is not Malcolm Suber's commission. And
he thinks it is.
No disrespect to Malcolm at all. And I think that the work that they are trying to do is meaningful and they have a right to do it. I think that this commission will be maligned by them to some degree because we won't go as far as they would like. It's going to be maligned by others on the right because they'll think we've gone too far, right? But the bottom line to this is, to answer the question about the economics of it all, people visit this city because it has over a 300-year history that is often and frequently not told in context. So the enemy of tourism in this city is not the removal of statues to Confederate generals and other soldiers, right? The bottom line is that, we don't need to be putting in places of honor folks who were treasonous to this country.
Carl, I have to jump. Do you mind? Because we're running out of time.
I do mind for one second. Let me tell you one thing about the economy. I think part of this committee's job is to educate the public about what we're doing and why. I think that, and I said this to our previous mayor when he was checking these things down, one of the things that should happen with those monuments, which this committee has nothing to do with monuments.
Right.
But one of the things that should happen with those is that those monuments should be placed in the possession or loaned to the Louisiana Civil Rights Museum so that the story of those individuals...
No, not the Civil Rights Museum.
But
no.
Carl,
why not?
Because I'm going to tell you why not. Because then the story is told from one person's perspective. A museum should not have any kind of bias or any kind of agenda. World War II Museum... It's just what it is. It's the facts. And guess what? Malcolm Suber, they want to get rid of the World War II Museum.
And let me add this, gentlemen. I know you've got a long list of street names that you want to bring down that are tied to the Confederacy in some way. You know what else is tied to the Confederacy? And I'm wondering if you're targeting this. Tulane University. Tulane University is named after one of the largest donors to the Confederacy, Paul Tulane.
It's
a university where you have a lot of activists that are very supportive of this agenda. Is that, if we're going to be really comprehensive in what we take down, Are we going to be going after changing the name of Tulane University so that we can be,
consistent?
Be consistent and go after everything that has any kind of tie? Or are we going to be just selective and protect those that maybe support our agenda?
Or who is the worst white supremacist?
So what about Tulane University? Because I think Malcolm Suber has that on his list, if I'm not mistaken.
So to be clear, Tulane University is a private institution that is not under the control of the government.
Right.
The government is, however, on its list of streets looking at renaming Tulane Avenue.
Okay.
Again, none of these things have been chosen to be actually done yet. We are simply writing recommendations to the council so that the council can weigh and consider all the aspects of this and decide whether they want to change it. But the things that are under control of the government, like the name of Tulane Avenue, are certainly in place.
So is that one of the streets on your list,
Carl? Oh, yeah,
Carl?
It's on the list. It is. So let me ask you guys this, because we are running out of time. Time's not on our side. So would you guys consider, in the wake of COVID, in the wake that all of our industry, you know, the city's a one-trick pony, right? We're tourism. That's pretty much what we are. We're hotels. We're all of those things. In the wake of COVID, in the wake of people suffering, in the wake of a lack of financial backing for the city is probably so way off budget, I don't know. Would you guys consider postponing this commission until it's more economically feasible for the city?
And answer that if you could, and then answer this question for me. In this COVID time where this economy is in the doldrums and our budget is so strained, what is the cost of this going to be? Has that been factored in? And where are we going to get the money for it?
So as far as postponing.
The total cost of doing this is still being investigated by the city. So because it obviously will depend on what streets they actually decide to move on, right, and parks. With regard to postponing the work of the commission, first, there are 9 members of the commission. We're all working on a volunteer basis. The cost to the city for this particular commission is minimal at present. And there's the only staffing assistance we have at this point is when we have the meeting, public meeting, so that they can, we can meet the public meeting laws, right? So,
and
we can all walk and chew gum at the same
other
time.
Than
no, but implementing your recommendations is at a cost. It's at a high cost.
Well, they don't know. They haven't tallied that. Yeah, they haven't tallied that.
But it's money that shouldn't be spent right now when we don't have drainage. We don't have. There's so many things we don't have. And by the way,
public safety.
This drainage system that was put into this city that we still have, PGT Beauregard did that. Those streetcars that you ride on,
gentlemen. In our final minute, you talked about Tulane Avenue. Can you name some of the other streets that are on this list for closure?
Yeah.
We've got about 30 seconds.
Beauregard Street, Wilkes Lane, Robert E. Lee.
Jefferson Davis Parkway. That's already done, isn't it?
Already done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Berman Highway, Berman Parkway. So those are short lists.
Gentlemen, listen, we'll do it again. Thank you all for your time. We're just out of time. We wish we could have gotten to more calls, but we just didn't have it. Good discussion. Let's continue this at a later time. Thank you, gentlemen.
It was a spirited debate.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I think it was an honest and fair discussion. Yes. On my end, anyway, I do. And I
thank you guys.
I welcome it.
And thanks to all the people who participated. We'll be back next Monday for another edition of He Said, She Said. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 7 to 11, for another edition of Ringside right here on WGSO.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks